Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us on this week's program, Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. Can't thank you, folks, enough for joining us here this week. We've got a fantastic program. As always, we are non-political, non-polarizing. We just talk about the facts of the energy industry, the people that are involved with the day-to-day industry, and the communities that live and breathe the oil and gas industry. That's what Building the Bakken is all about, and let me tell you about what we got going on this week. Troy Schrenk, Target Lodging, the steps keep moving, the wheels are in motion, and in terms of the Davis Refinery, first greenfield refinery being built in the United States in the last 50 years, happening in Belfield, North Dakota. Troy Schrenk gives us an update on Target Lodging as far as how they're going to house some of the construction workers, etc., as they continue forward on the Davis Refinery with our weekly Davis Refinery update. And then we talk with Roe Patterson, author of Crude Blessings and the CEO of Basic Energy. Of course, Patterson Drilling, a lot of people have heard of that. We talk with him a little later on in the program about his book, Crude Blessings, and he shares his father's story about the rise in the energy industry. And then we continue the conversation a little later on in the program with Roe Patterson, Crude Blessings, and he explains how his father shaped his work ethic and drive for entrepreneurship. And then a little barbecue talk a little later on in the program. Rusty Paget of Shawcor gives a few barbecue tips, properly how to barbecue tips. So you're not going to want to miss that one a little later on in the program. Rusty Paget with Shawcor. All that plus much more this week on Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
When you get to know Eric, and he is so willing to share with you how growing up, you know, his life was impacted by an outstanding mom and the challenges that he may be faced, when he's willing to open up and talk about those things, you're immediately drawn in. And that's that vulnerability that I think that he has publicly said, it's okay to be yourself. And it's okay for you to make mistakes along the way.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we get our weekly Davis Refinery update, and just a quick one that came in off the press shortly before that we went to press with this particular show. Meridian Energy Group, a leader in innovative and environmentally compliant oil refining facilities, announced that they have executed a contract with SEH Design and Build. They are a subsidiary of SEH. Of course, we're going to be talking with Dan Hetherington in just a moment, but I bring this up because when we recorded the interview with Dan Hetherington, this news had not yet been done, but I did want to talk because it is a recent Davis Refinery update, and this is up to the minute, folks. This just happened, so once again, I did want to announce that they have executed a contract, Meridian Energy Group, with SEH Design and Build. And what's going to happen, that means that civil construction is going to begin on the Davis Refinery. Site and civil design and construction services for the Davis Refinery. Of course, this announcement comes after the North Dakota Department of Health and the Air Quality Division issued Meridian the permit to construct for the Davis Refinery. Initial construction activities include installment of erosion control devices, stormwater pond development, ditch shaping to establish vegetation and ensure runoff will be addressed before erosion issues develop to protect surrounding areas and existing waterways. So they're going to do a lot of the land work, if you will, erosion control, stormwater pond development, ditch shaping, if you will. So SEH Design and Build is going to start civil construction on the Davis Refinery and get a lot of that land work done. So that way the water management and foliage and all that stuff is underway. And that is the civil construction begun at the Davis Refinery out in Belfield, North Dakota. Also, I do want to mention ABC Fencing of Belfield, North Dakota will be responsible for installation of erosion control devices and installation of the perimeter fencing designed for safety and security around the Davis site. That's ABC Fencing of Belfield, North Dakota. So civil construction has begun on the Davis Refinery. Up next, Troy Schrank with Target Lodging. Well, thank you for joining us today on the Crude Life programs. Let's start off by, you know, we do a weekly program up in the Bakken on Building the Bakken Radio on the Davis Refinery, first Greenfield Refinery, 40, 50 years being built in the United States. And I got a press release from their staff that you guys and Meridian have signed a letter of intent in terms of it's some housing. It's another one of those positive steps that the Davis Refinery is becoming more and more into fruition and reality. So before we get into some of the other activity going on, let's talk about that specific Bakken Davis Refinery Target Lodging relationship. So Troy, thanks for joining us today. And right out of the chute, what's going on up there in Belfield, North Dakota?
You bet, Jason. Thanks for having me, and we're pleased to be partnering with the Meridian Energy Group on their exciting project in the Bakken region. It's been a long time coming, as you probably are aware. The process that the ownership group has gone through to bring that project to life is extraordinary. We're pleased to be a part of it, to be able to support that, great project in that part of North Dakota. You know, we built the Dunn County Lodge, which is nearly a 600-bed turnkey lodging and hospitality lodging solution there, just about 8 miles north of Dickinson, North Dakota, back in 2012, to support upstream companies that were, producing oil in the area and largely some other oil field service companies. And it was just a first-class facility with our employees in there delivering the service quality we've come to deliver on a daily basis. And then the downturn hit, as everyone was aware. 15 and 16, things were very soft, and we spend most of the time in that time period with Dunn County.
To listen to the full-length interview with Troy Schrank with Target Lodging or to check out other Davis Refinery updates, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Crude Life Media Network is available on Facebook and Twitter. A lot of the different social media links. We've got a giant network of 350,000. Go to thecrudelife.com and check out the social media links. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Hey, folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
Well, you're my pineapple. baby, let me be your mango man. You're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Roe Patterson with Crude Blessings and the CEO of Basic Energy.
This is Roe Patterson. I'm the author of the book Crude Blessings.
Crude Blessings. Boy, I tell you what, here on the Crude Life and Crude Oil, my guess is this book has something to do with oil and gas. What do you think?
Yeah, well, my dad was a kind of a pioneer in the oil and gas industry and built a drilling company in the late 70s starting with one rig. And today, that same company has almost 300 rigs and it's worth over $4 billion of market cap. So definitely a neat success story.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. Let's talk a little bit about your background, if you wouldn't mind a little bit. Oil and gas is kind of a niche area, even though it powers so much of what we do. And, you know, I think it was the only sector that added jobs over the last decade. But to go into depth like this, into detail, there's not a lot really like this from the kind of humanistic side of things. So talk to me about your background with oil and gas.
Well, obviously, I grew up in the industry once Dad founded the company. Early in my life, my dad was a school teacher and a basketball referee. He had worked his way through college roughnecking and knew a lot about the oil and gas industry, but never really had any designs on coming back to it. And his brother-in-law and he got to talking over Thanksgiving turkey in 1977 and decided to get back into the business and then to start a drilling company with one rig. So as I was growing up, that's really all I ever knew. I had designs to in high school to leave the industry just like Dad did. I wanted out. I'm working in high school for my dad, and even as a young kid for my dad in the oil field, I thought, man, this is tough work. It's hard work. I'd rather do anything but this. So I was set out to be a doctor and went to college to be a physician, and wasn't until kind of right at the end of my undergraduate degree that I decided, man, I really don't want to be a doctor, and I'm not going to be a very good one because I think my bedside manner wasn't very good. And and I had the call. I felt the pull of the oil and gas industry. There's a lot of nostalgia with it. And once it's in your blood, it's hard to get rid of. And I felt drawn back to the industry, and so that's what I did. I decided not to go to medical school and went back to work for Caterpillar, actually, in their engine division, the large industrial engine, oil field engines in particular. And it wasn't long after that that Patterson Drilling, by then was about a 80 rig company, had gone on a buying spree. They had accessed the public markets and had gone and done an IPO in 1993. And by 1997, they were really busy trying to consolidate the drilling market. And my dad talked me into coming back to work for the company at that time. And I stayed there 4 years, almost 4 years, had a great experience working for Patterson, working for my family, learned a ton about running not only a drilling company and an oil and gas company, but a public company on top of that. Right before the UTI Patterson merger, I decided that I wanted to go out on my own. And really start treading my own water and, doing my own path. And so I went out and started some businesses, oilfield related, on my own. And did that for about 5 years. When I decided to sell those businesses and really cash out, I really didn't know what I was going to do next. The company I work for today, Basic Energy Services, had become a very large client of mine. I built a lot of equipment for them.
and had gotten to know the CEO very well, and so he and I were friends, and he talked me into coming to work for the company, and the rest is history. Now I run that company today, and now I'm the CEO of that company and have been since 2013, so been here almost 13 years, and it's been a great choice. I'm glad I chose Basic as a home. Basic was a lot like Patterson Drilling in the early days. Very employee minded, very similar ethics, similar kind of integrity and core values to the company, and that attracted me. So I was used to that with Patterson, and so when I came to Basic, it was like riding a bike. You know, I enjoyed how similar the companies were, and so it was a shoe that just fit. And little by little, I kept moving up through the ranks at Basic, and then, like I say, I became CEO in 2013 at the age of 39.
So if you became CEO at the age 2013, you've been overseeing the integration of technology. Is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the business has changed so much in the last 3 to 5 years. It's incredible. The business is so different. Hardly do we do any vertical work today. It's all horizontal, long lateral wells, the new wells that are coming on. Now, we still do a lot of work to those older vertical wells, but all of the new wells and all the technology that's advanced in the industry, it's mind-blowing. How different the industry is just in a 3 to 5 year span.
Just a couple other questions about the industry, and then we'll get into your book. As long as I got the wealth of knowledge on the line here, Roe Patterson with us, and the job market has changed significantly too. The advent of technology has really changed the job market. You mentioned the kind of disappearing or the niche industry that vertical wells have become. We used to joke 5 years ago that when the technology started coming in, these guys ain't slinging chains anymore. I mean, have you noticed much about the change of the workforce?
You know, it definitely has changed. It's always a kind of a strange dynamic. You know, every time I think that the oil field has really changed, there's still so much that's the same. But definitely the caliber of employee and the knowledge that they have to have and their abilities has changed. And so the employees in our industry are very adaptable. And as the technology has, that level has increased, the employees matched it with their skill set. So it always amazes me to see how our industry rises to any kind of challenge or technological advancement. Our folks in particular have just done a fantastic job of changing with the times. But we definitely do more automation. We keep people, hands and fingers out of harm's way much more than we used to. Like you say, slinging chains is kind of a thing of the past. It definitely is.
Hold that thought, Mr. Roe Patterson, the author of Crude Blessings and the CEO of Basic Energy. We're going to continue the conversation in just a moment, but first we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll continue the conversation with Roe Patterson, the author of Crude Blessings and the CEO of Basic Energy. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Back to the way. Oh, 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 back to the way. So back to the way. Oh, 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 back to the way. Back to the way. Oh, oh, back to the way.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
I'm waiting
where all the lonesome souls go. Who wrote their songs of living? And now it's our souls left. For the giving, we already know how it's
over the
gone.
Past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
One of our programs was where we asked Eric Hatch to come in and speak to this group, and it ended up being a group of about 90 emerging leaders, and talk to them about leadership lessons. And Eric just did a phenomenal job of reaching out and talking about leadership from a very personal perspective. He is one of our best leaders in the community talking about being vulnerable and what that has meant to him in his leadership journey.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this?
Nothing.
You need a raise.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Roe Patterson. We continue the conversation about crude blessings, and he's also the CEO of Basic Energy. The continued conversation with Roe Patterson right here on Building the Bakken Radio.
Start with a basic one. What was your inspiration behind writing the book?
Well, I just thought it was a great story. I was actually talking to my kids one day. I had an 18-year-old son and a 16-year-old daughter, and I was talking to them about their grandfather and, you know, kind of the legacy and, of starting a one-rig company that ended up being, you know, 300 rigs strong and the second largest drilling contractor in the world. And you know, kind of how that all developed, and it struck me because they just didn't know pieces and parts of the story as much as I wanted them to and had hoped they would. And, you know, it dawned on me that so much had happened of that story when they weren't even alive or when they were very young. And I thought, you know, this is just that's a mistake. It's one of these things that people should know this story, not just my kids and my family, but everyone should know this story. It's just because it's a fantastic story. And, you know, it's a life, you know, Dad's life was full of lots of trials and some tribulation. And, you know, as for all the success, there were lots of hurdles and lots of failures too. And you learn more probably from the failures than you do from anything else. And, you know, and overcoming all kinds of adversity. And Dad had a lot in his life. But he had a lot of success too. And this mantra of doing the right thing and always doing the right thing is a little bit lost in our society today. You know, I don't hear as much of that integrity and, you know, morality talk as I think I heard when I was growing up. I don't hear enough of that today, of, you know, treating people like you want to be treated and really taking care of people in the business space. Because if you can do that at work and you can do that in your business, then, you know, it'll follow you into your personal life too. And you don't hear enough of that. You know, you hear about a lot of cutthroat, kind of edgy business practices out there and not a lot of this, you know, camaraderie and what's good for everyone, you know, should be good for everyone, et cetera. And if it's not good for everybody, then let's don't do it. You know, that kind of, and that's the way Dad ran his business. That's the way he ran his life. You know, it didn't matter whether you're talking about his dealings with competitors, with customers, with vendors, or his employees who were so important to him. He treated them the same way. You know, I can remember, it's in the book, one of his competitors showing up in his yard and needing a vital piece of equipment because his particular piece of equipment had failed, and he was in a bind. He was in a huge bind. He couldn't get that piece of equipment from any vendor, and he knew Dad had a spare piece of this particular equipment, and Dad gave it to him without thinking. You know, he loaned him the piece of equipment without thinking. You know, here's a competitor, you know, somebody he's outbidding against every day for work, and without a moment's hesitation, he gave this guy the piece of equipment. Didn't ask for a nickel, didn't ask for any rent. He just gave it, and that's something that I think is missing in business today, and in our lives and in our society today. You know, that kind of thought and process. And so that's part of the story, and I wanted to share it, and I wanted people to hear it, and I wanted to memorialize a guy that I think did a good job of just life.
Well, I certainly think that's a relevant topic or subject matter, if you will. That part of the story where you're talking more about integrity and just some basic good old-fashioned, honest, ethical capitalism, if you will. And the reason I wrote that down was because just last week we were having a conversation about a dozen of us were. And it was the words were uttered that we wondered if honesty was considered a weakness in today's world. People who are honest were considered weak. And kind of listening to some of the things you were talking about there, it kind of went in line with that, where it seems like we're getting to that point now. And I'm looking at the recap of your book, and you've got the word faith in there. How important is faith in the oil industry? I've argued for a long time that it's a very important vein of the industry. You mentioned in your book is the only reason I bring it up. You care to comment on that part of it?
Sure. I think you're right. It's very important in our industry, probably in our industry in particular. When you have the kind of cycles that we go through, ups and downs, you dang sure pray a lot, to get through these bad patches. For Dad, I'll just say that faith was a tough thing. He didn't come to faith until the end of his life. And really the sickness that he developed through Alzheimer's is one of the bright spots in the silver lining of that disease was that it brought him to faith. One of the things I talk about in the book is that it shouldn't take a disease, to break you down. You should want to find your faith and find your relationship with God earlier than that. It shouldn't take a disease to get you there. It did for Dad, but it should for everyone. But I think in our industry, by and large, faith is not talked about a lot. It's a little bit not PC to talk about faith openly. But I would say in my industry and in my experience, men and women of faith are more prevalent than anyone can imagine. So, I think when it is discussed and it is out there for discussion, I find our industry is full of believers.
Another part of the book that I find interesting is the growing up in an oil industry household, in today's world of startups and, startups are different now than they were 20 years ago, even. Take the Apple. Those guys started in a garage. It wasn't until they got a couple hundred G's till they got rolling. And, a lot of times the oil and gas companies are kind of like that. They just have to be because the fluctuation of oil prices go up and down so much that, by the time you feel comfortable to live a lavish life, well, oil prices are down and now you're eating beans and rice again. So you try to balance it is what I'm saying. But What do you make about like today's current startup culture and just kind of what you grew up with, your interpretation of what, you know, a business is and then what we're kind of with today?
Well, I think the thing that I would say is the biggest difference is where the capital sources are today versus where they were, 20, 30 years ago. 20, 30 years ago, when you needed capital for a startup, you either went and raised money from, a few close and personal friends or associates that would invest with you.
To listen to the full-length interview with Roe Patterson, the author of Crude Blessings and the CEO of Basic Energy, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links can be found at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
You know that I've lived, yeah, you know that I've tried. Well, I've told the truth, yeah, you know that I've lied. We all do what we do so we can survive. I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When I think of the world that I want to live in, it's with people that care, that take risks, that reinvent themselves, reinvent their organizations, reinvent their industries. And Eric's a model citizen for that. He's trying to solve problems. He's trying to bring people into those solutions. He does incredibly well, but he lives generously. I think a community filled with people like Eric that are solving problems, giving it their best, and creating an environment for others to lead and soar and succeed, that's the place I want to live. And so Eric's the type of person that's in my community, and I'm really grateful for that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Rusty Padgett with Shawcor.
My name is Rusty Padgett, and I work for Shawcor. We're cooking pork butts.
Pork butts. Now, before we get into the pork butts, let's talk about last year's Grand Poopah Championship that you guys won at the Bakken Barbecue. This is the 6th annual Bakken Barbecue, but you guys took home the first prize last year. Tell me about what it. Were you here first of all, and what was cooked?
Yeah, we were, I was the chef last year.
Oh.
And it was the first year we actually did it, and we came and we cooked a Santa Maria dry rub tri-tip and ended up taking first place.
Santa Maria, what's the significance behind the word Santa Maria in front of dry rub?
So Santa Maria, California is where basically, you know, the tri-tip originated. So the dry rub or the recipe that we used actually originated from Santa Maria, California.
Okay, so you know, you got your St. Louis rub, you got your Kansas City rub, which has a little sugar in it. The other one's got a little more vinegar in it. I thought maybe the Santa Maria had like wine in it or something.
Well, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
No, it wouldn't be. Okay, so I figured it was from California though with the name. So talk to me about what you did last year to prepare the tri-tips to win the award.
So you know, we bought the tri-tips down in South Dakota and transported them up here since there's nowhere here you can really buy 100 pounds of tri-tip. And most companies, butchers, they grind up the tri-tip and into ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a hard cut of meat to get. And you know, we brought it up and we marinated them the night before, and then just with the dry rub, let them sit overnight, and basically came out here about noon last year and popped them in the smoker after getting them a good char on the barbecue and let it go.
How long did you cook them?
So you start on the barbecue and you do the mop on there, which gives you a good bark, and then so that takes about maybe, you know, 5 minutes per side, and then we threw them in the smoker for about 3 hours, and we pulled them out when they're right about 10 degrees before being done. It's rare, and let them finish cooking sitting outside.
Any certain type of hickory, mesquite, pecan?
So yeah, we did use pecan wood.
Oh.
And we had it brought in from a place in Colorado actually for the event.
Boy, I tell you, anybody protest, I'm hearing meat crossing state lines, I'm hearing wood chips crossing state lines.
It's kind of hard to find pecan wood in North Dakota. So.
Yeah, you're not a kidding. Does anybody smoke with birch wood?
I don't think so. I think it'd give you a pretty weird taste.
I think so too. We'll stick with just making the birch beer. That seems to be what it's good for. So, okay, but you guys are defending your title this year, a little barbecue bravado. Of course, barbecue goes with oil and gas, like, you know, peas and carrots and ketchup and mustard and peanut butter and jelly. So how long have you been cooking?
I like to cook at home, so I've been barbecuing and smoking since I was smoking meat since I was about 18, well, actually 17 years old. I'm 36 now, so it's been quite a ways.
So you're going on 20 years. You're almost an antique in car standards. So let's talk about the pork butts, you said, that we're cooking today. Okay, we're cooking pork butts today. So tell me about the preparation, the time, the temperature, that sort of thing.
So we actually started a couple days ago. We got the meat in a brine solution to help, you know, that helps you keep the meat real moist when you're smoking it. So you brine it overnight, and then we injected it with that brine solution, and you know, did a dry rub on it. And to help the dry rub, we actually did something a little different. Most people use a yellow mustard before they put the dry rub on to try to help keep it on there. We actually went a different route. We used honey and smeared it all over there, and then put the dry rub on that to give it a nice, you know, really nice crust. And also the dry rub is a little spicier dry rub, so the honey brings a nice sweet kick to it. We got that in the smoker last night at 2 o'clock, and we should be done here right about around 3. And you know, same kind of the same thing. We usually take it out just before it's done, and that way it keeps it nice and moist. And I think, you know, my history with cooking is a lot of people that smoke things, they tend to leave it in the smoker until the actual temperature that, you know, it's done at, which does dry out the meat. So, you know, just a word to the wise out there: just take it out when you're about 10 degrees before it's done, and wrap it up and let it sit there and finish cooking.
To listen to the full-length interview with Rusty Padgett with Shawcor, or to check out other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Mind blown, your mind blown. Show you something that's never been shown. Your mind blown, your
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. I'd like to thank you folks for joining us this week. You can check out all of our interviews, past shows, and other features at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And we invite you all to join our social media network. If you go to thecrudelife.com, click on the social media page. We've got a social media audience and social media presence in many of the shale plays, including the Bakken. That's all part of the Crude Life Media Network. We're over 350,000 strong and growing every single day. And while you're at thecrudelife.com, be sure to click on our sponsors page. Of course, the sponsors make this program happen, whether it's the Dealmakers, Energy Safety Institute, Gas Techno Energy and Fuels, Hatch Coaching, or Tidwell Industries. We have some outstanding sponsors here at Building the Bakken Radio, and we invite you folks to please support them as much as you can. If you go to thecrudelife.com, click on the sponsors page. We have a whole list of them with links right there. And if you're wondering if Building the Bakken Radio or other Crude Life programming is carried in your neighborhood, check out our programs page on crudelife.com. We have a list of our programs as well as the radio stations that pick up those programs. And for those of you that are listening within our network, we'll be back next week at this time on this channel. We appreciate you folks very much for checking out this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Thanks again for joining us this week here on Building the Bakken Radio. Keep calm and frack on.
You feel a little dizzy. You're talking kind of silly like you have plans to save the world. Just remember your task will only last if you don't take off your mask when the outside's chilly.
Seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through in having children and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess and how do you deal with that in life. And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students where the principals have hired him to come in and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Hey, folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.